Thanks for tuning into Decula Wire. Decula vs. Bruselton vs. Buford vs. Lawrenceville, which town fits you? To an outsider, the towns of northeastern Gwinnett can look interchangeable, suburban, family-oriented, off the Interstate 85 and Highway 316 corridors. They aren't. Decula, Bruselton, Buford, and Lawrenceville each offer a genuinely different combination of schools, taxes, price and character, and picking the wrong one for your priorities is an expensive mistake. Here's how they actually compare. Start with schools, because it's where the biggest structural difference lives. Decula and Lawrenceville are both served by Gwinnett County Public Schools, though Decula's address is split across several different clusters, Mill Creek, Decula, Mountain View, and Archer, so the specific address matters enormously. Buford is the outlier. Much of the city runs its own separate district, Buford City Schools, which is small, highly regarded, and a primary reason many families buy there. But the boundary between Buford City and Gwinnett County Schools cuts through neighborhoods, so verifying zoning is essential. Bruselton is the most fragmented of all, because the town straddles four counties, Barrow, Gwinnett, Hall, and Jackson. It's served by four different county school systems depending on where a home sits. On price, the town spread across a real range. Recent market data has put the Gwinnett countywide median in the low $400,000s, with meaningful variation by city. Lawrenceville has generally been the most affordable of the four, often in the mid-$300,000s to low-$400,000s. Decula and Buford tend to run higher, roughly in the mid-$400,000s and up, and Bruselton's median has sat around the mid-$400,000s as well, well above the state median. These figures move with the market, so treat them as directional and get current numbers for the specific area you're considering. Character is where they diverge most. Decula is the growth story, a formerly rural town rapidly adding jobs, the nearby Rowan Research Community, retail and housing, while still offering more space and a quieter rhythm than the denser suburbs, plus small-town traditions like its large Memorial Day parade. Bruselton is the upscale, semi-rural option, built around Chateau Elon Winery and Resort and Michelin Raceway Road Atlanta, spanning four counties, with a notable perk, the town levies no city property tax. Buford is the retail on Lake Town, home to the Mall of Georgia, a lively downtown art scene and quick access to Lake Lanier, with that standout school system as its calling card. Lawrenceville is the historic county seat in Gwinnett's oldest city, with a walkable town square, the Aurora Theater, Georgia Gwinnett College, and a central location, offering the widest range of housing and the most urban, established feel of the four. Commute and location shift the math too. Lawrenceville's central position gives it the shortest reach to county services and much of the metro. Decula and Bruselton sit farther east along the 316 corridor, closer to Athens and the University of Georgia but farther from Atlanta. Buford anchors the northern Interstate 85/I-985 split, strong for commutes toward Gainesville, Sewanee, and North Atlanta employment. So which fits you? If you want the most affordable entry and a central, historic feel, look hard at Lawrenceville. If a specific, self-contained school system and lake access drive your decision, Buford is built for that. If you want an upscale, semi-rural lifestyle with no city property tax and resort amenities nearby, Bruselton is distinctive. And if you want space, strong Gwinnett schools, in the right cluster, and a town on the upswing with real job growth arriving, Decula is the growth bet. The honest advice for all four, confirm the exact schools and taxes for the specific address before you fall for a house, because in this part of Georgia those can change from one street to the next. Be sure to subscribe to never miss an update from DeculaWire.com.